Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
This is a good product. I want to keep using it. I plan to be a lifelong customer. I was convinced in the testimonials that I heard, and I wanted to give this a shot, mainly because one of my mindsets is that I believe in preventative maintenance. And I really do believe that Balance of Nature is a very important component of preventative maintenance. Having this product in your body every day supports your immune system. It gives you that psychological boost that you're doing something very good for your body. And again, it's something that I plan to take for the rest of my life, every day, without fail. Money well spent. Money well spent.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is doing their best to promote the aggressive stimulus package that's being worked out by Democrats in Congress. The stimulus covers nearly $2 trillion in spending and adding to the debt. Republicans in the House and Senate believe that's too much money.
We're in favor of targeted relief that deals with the COVID-19 pandemic. And the number that the president has given us is an absurdly high number. It's not targeted on people who need it the most.
Attorneys for former President Trump want the Senate to dismiss his impending impeachment trial. In a 78-page brief filed today, his attorneys say it's unconstitutional now that he's not in office, and they accuse Democrats of having a hunger for this political theater. House Democrats holding firm, saying the impeachment trial will begin on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Florida's Republican governor is gloating after Tampa Bay's Super Bowl win last night.
When you win a Super Bowl with a 43-year-old quarterback coming in who has a pretty doggone good career up to this point, and you do it on your home stadium, and you do it against the defending champion.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying this win gives Tom Brady his seventh championship, plus the Miami Dolphins' perfect season in 1972 are the two greatest team sports achievements in NFL history. Speaking during a White House coronavirus briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rachel Walensky cites declines in new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations.
Although hospital admissions and cases are consistently dropping, I'm asking everyone to please keep your guard up.
Walensky reminding everyone this is not the time to relax, and also repeated warnings about avoiding traveling during this time. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Some long-awaited guidelines are set to be released from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The CDC is expected to release new guidelines this week, giving school districts a blueprint for bringing students back into the classroom. President Biden said Sunday that it was time for schools to reopen safely, adding it would likely take fewer students in each classroom and new ventilation systems. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News that schools have proven they can reopen safely with precautions in place.
Well, I think the prerequisite is putting in place mitigation steps in the schools. The school districts that have reopened successfully, and there was good data out of North Carolina where they did some systematic research looking at the experience in those schools which were open, showed that when they wear masks, when they distance, when they try to take precautions in the classroom, there's very little transmission within the classroom. The schools are not a vector of transmission, and especially children under the age of 14 are less likely to both get infected and transmit the infection.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A blast of Arctic air is expected to bring cold temps to the Midwest and East Coast for much of the week ahead. National Weather Service meteorologist Brooke Hagenoff says this is a very serious event.
The duration of this cold event is something we haven't seen really since about 1996 is the last time there was such a long duration cold event like this.
The polar vortex comes as the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic was hit with another storm system on Sunday, dropping a few inches of snow. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Four backcountry skiers in their 20s died when one of the deadliest avalanches in Utah history hit a popular canyon above Salt Lake City. St. George police responded to reports that a truck had gone over a curb and jumped a small wall at the McDonald's on East St. George Boulevard Sunday morning around 2:30 a.m. Charges continue to pile up for a suspect recently arrested during a traffic stop. Some of the crimes include forgery and mail theft, allegedly committed in a number of jurisdictions across Washington County. Smith's Food and Drug has announced it will begin administering the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine for people 70 years old and older starting on Thursday at its two St. George locations and its Cedar City store. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, partly cloudy, 64 today, cloudy and 32 tonight, cloudy and 63 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Quick! Does anyone know a good social justice warrior? I know I'm offended, but I can't remember why. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
But what about the civil rights? I mean, it's necessary.
What about the civil rights?
Well, we have 20 million blacks on this continent.
Right.
It was necessary to extend rights to them that perhaps for the first 199 years were denied them in this free America.
I guess that they've had a pretty tough break, but not quite as bad as you and your do-gooder friends would have them believe. They live as well here as they live in any other country over that 199 years. True, I think they do have a right to more rights, but it isn't a thing where the rest of the country should feel terribly guilty about anything, because they have had a better life here and their fathers and mothers than they would have had any place else. And I want to see them have everything. I want, I don't squawk and cry baby and say, geez, I had to go without meals when I was 16 and 17 years old. It's a terrible thing. I don't think that you should look back and whine and bellyache or try to hold somebody else guilty for everything you did.
Good old John Wayne. Yeah. Well, you know, he made a great point, and we were actually talking about this off air, Uncle Milty and I, after we spoke with Dr. Duke Pesta. Dr. Duke Pesta and us, we were all talking about last night was your very woke Super Bowl. We were told every 5 minutes in commercials that, you know, we need to be so much more woke, and how their Black Lives Matters narrative is just out of control right now. And he made a point. And you made this point off air, if you want to make this point again.
Well, it would be like me saying, you know, the reason that I live in poverty today is because six generations ago in 1870, my sharecropper, great-great-great-great-grandfather was a sharecropper.
Right.
He didn't have a chance.
Right.
So therefore, I don't have a chance today.
Yeah.
And now it's up to you to take care of me because you're successful.
Right. And so I can always go back generational and say, well, my family didn't have any money in the early 1900s, and that's the reason I don't today. But we don't do that. You're a product of your own success.
That's right.
You own it, right? But we are now trained to go back and blame the ancestry for it. It's bizarre.
the bizarre part is that the previous generation mm-hmm. is not responsible for the next generation's success. They're only responsible mm-hmm. to give them the tools needed to be successful.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Couldn't say it better myself. That's what I think is really disconcerting about this is we were talking about critical race theory, and it's really racism through the eyes of everything was against me. Everything is racist instead of getting the truth about history. And this is being taught in our schools for a very long time. They've introduced this. And how we're going to deal with this, because we're supposed to, like John Wayne said, you know, we're all supposed to just be shameful and guilty our whole lives for something that happened in the 1800s that was very, at the time, it was a product of the centuries. It had been going on for centuries. A Ray Charles in America could not have been a Ray Charles anywhere with any kind of career like that back in the 300 or 400 years ago. And it had nothing to do with our country anywhere. I mean, it was anywhere. It was the way things were. But USA takes the blame every time. USA. It's always about USA. USA, it took about 80 years for us to rid ourselves of slavery. That's a pretty quick turnaround in a very, very new country where that was one of the first things that was dealt with. Right? In a brand new country, mm-hmm. you have a blank slate, you have a new kind of government, and this was the thing. It took us about 80 years to rid us of centuries, because once we got rid of it, we had other countries follow, too. So at the time. So we don't get any credit for that.
All countries eventually have mm-hmm. problems if they take in too large a number of immigrants too fast. Mm-hmm. That's just because then you're having competing cultural mm-hmm. issues.
Right. And we did.
Yeah.
All through the 1800s, it was hard.
Today's mm-hmm. critical race theory has to do with Black Americans, mm-hmm. which are unto their own. I mean, there's Blacks all over the world. None of them are like Black Americans.
Yeah.
The Black Americans are different. I don't care if it hurts somebody's feelings or not. They are different. You talk to a Black person from France, mm-hmm. they don't talk all this racism stuff.
No. But we're living in the oppression victimhood.
Yeah.
And then we're having to cater to the oppression victimhood. And that's what it's all about. If you can be a victim of something, that gives you power. And then it makes other people have to address you in a certain way, right? Or you're a puppy kicker in America. So it's a very, very, we're in a really strange place right now. And I know a lot of you feel like your voice can't be heard. You can't articulate these types of things. We can't talk about these types of things because, oh my gosh, anything now is termed racist. Doesn't even matter what you're saying. If you're addressing anything about Black America and you're a white guy, you're a racist. A racist is a really hardcore word. And I mean hardcore for hatred, only based on color, right? The term racist. But how many actual racists do you know? We've said this on the show before. How many actual people do you know that hate each other that badly, but everybody's a racist? And it was just really easy to coin that terminology and just hand it out like candy and say, everyone is this. If you even try to make sense out of it. When I say a Black man owned another Black man named John Kasor and went to the courts, a Black man owned a Black man in the 1600s, went to the courts and said, I want this guy for life. He is my slave for life, not just 10 years, because that was the norm, servitude, and they were freed. But for life, it was granted to him by the court. You'll never hear a Black person talking about that.
No.
The tale of John Kasor, because that's what changed everything. Right. And so it's not truthful. Critical race theory is not telling the truth about race. It is just a version of agenda. That's right. Basically what it is. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Critical race theory. Mm-hmm. So we already talked about it. It's rooted in collectivism. And that's collectivism has been around forever. And that's where we really need to look first. Tribe versus tribe mm-hmm. That they've manufactured, white versus Black. But one of the most important points you said earlier, one of you, that it doesn't matter if you had a sharecropper a parent, seven generations.
Mm-hmm.
In individualism, one of the problems why people are embracing collectivism, they don't understand the opposite political ideology of liberty and justice, individualism. In individualism, if you had an individual that his parents were both lynched, say he was black, that gives him no right to enslave another person today, no right to loot another person. And that's what's at the core of all this, is your race, what happened to you, or what happened to the people of a different generation gives you a right to loot others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we really need to start. It doesn't matter how bad your background has been, and you have no right to steal and violate the rights of others.
Yep. Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. You know, earlier I was saying, you know, if you want a really good graphic, it would be very interesting to see all the Americans that voted for Trump. All the Americans actually put that on something on their roof. So you could take a visual picture of America, a satellite photo, where we could actually see, you know, what happened after Time Magazine did their whole, yes, we actually worked to steal the election, but we did it for you, so it was a gift. So you should just be thankful. They actually admitted it. Wouldn't it be interesting if people did the same thing with being a racist? I'm not a racist. And put that all over their roofs.
Yeah.
So you could get a satellite photo of all the homes in America to say, we're not racist. Stop cramming this down our throats as if we are. Stop telling us we are every 5 minutes so that you can sit there in the swamp of victimhood and feel like you've got power in America.
You know, in today's world, them just understanding that we don't like being called racist isn't good enough. They have to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
They have to believe we're not racist, and they don't want to believe it yet.
No, they don't. There's a clear, concerted action to say that we are, and they can keep it up, because if you say you're not, well, that makes you a racist. So how do you fight that? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got about a minute. Go for it.
Well, hi, Kate. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Number one, I'm still waiting for Native American Month. haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah.
We're all Americans. We are all Hind 57 varieties.
Yep.
I have so many different ancestors from so many different places around the world that I know there are so many with the same lineage.
Right, because when somebody takes the test, really, when somebody takes those tests, you know, the genetic test, it doesn't just say whiteness. It says you are from this one, and this one, right? Oh, my gosh.
That's right. Hence the word melting pot. So I'm sorry for all those, you know, blacks out there, but you're really not black.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Hind 57 variety.
Yep.
So this whole entitlement and victimization, it's actually cutting the connection between the people now and their ancestors.
Yes.
Because it makes it so that they aren't proud of their ancestry. They cut that line between that. And that is what's so critical, especially for young minorities in America. They need to know that great people came through their ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know where their name came from, that they have the opportunity to do great things. It doesn't matter your station. It doesn't matter your race. And mm-hmm. they are robbing these people of that knowledge, which
I agree.
Is really, it's from Satan.
Yes.
And I'm really disappointed that you watched the Super Bowl, Kate, number one. Number two, I saw a clip from that halftime show,
mm-hmm.
and somebody made the point, they're like, okay, this looks like Satan, like, going into his minions, and I took a peek, and I'm like, you know, that was kind of true. It's freaky.
Absolutely.
Didn't understand it, but...
Yep, I agree
anyway,
with you.
Thank you.
Thanks for that. Yeah, it was a bizarre, bizarre Super Bowl. Really strange. But, you know, think about this just for a second. We have systematic racism. That's what they keep telling us, right? Think about every single Black Lives Matters leader in all the different states and all the different counties, okay? You tell me which one of them is oppressed. Which one of them doesn't go home to their very middle-class home with their middle-class family and their middle-class cars or their upper-class cars? You tell me, can you find a Black Lives Black Lives Matters leader who is oppressed? Please, because I find it awfully ironic when you start to really look under the hood of this thing,
mm-hmm.
that you won't find that, because you're going to find a lot of people out there that aren't oppressed. But who's telling us they're oppressed? All the elite. Isn't that kind of amazing? Well, if they're so oppressed, how do they become elite in America? The same America that's keeping them down. Give me a break. I'm tired of this, but this creates victimhood, which creates power. And that's the sad part of it. People buy into it. And all we're doing is giving them more power to say it. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Need faster internet for your home or business? Of course you do. TDS is here to provide the fastest internet speeds at the best price. Connect with friends, family, and customers faster when you switch to TDS. Our reliable internet services are perfect for any lifestyle, budget, or business size. Speeds up to 1 gig are available. Visit HelloTDS.com for the latest offers. Internet speeds are up to and not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Beehive Homes Assisted Living is where the heart is. Their attentive staff and comfortable living creates fulfillment for their residents. Where you live should look like home, smell like home, and feel like home. Beehive Homes is family-style living, yet still the utmost in privacy. When you want the highest level of care, count on Beehive Homes. Quality senior living, a home away from home.
Our newest Beehive Home is now open. Come visit this new 15-bed facility in Hurricane, a beautiful home for those who need a higher level of care. Visit BeehiveCare.com.
This is Dr. Red, chiropractic physician with Red River Health and Wellness. Have you been suffering and you can't find any answers?
I actually suffer from depression and anxiety. I also have had severe IBS problems. I actually had gone into a different doctor of mine because I thought maybe I was starting to go through menopause and had problems sleeping and I wasn't resting well and just everything felt wrong.
Red River Health and Wellness can help.
I am now back at work. It's easy. I get through things effortlessly at work, and it's been a life-changing for me. I'm sleeping better at night. I have full energy all day. I don't have those slumps where I need a nap. It's been amazing. It's been a good journey for me.
Our goal is to teach you and educate you so you know how to manage your condition a lot more effectively, and you know what to do and what not to do for the rest of your life.
Call Red River at 855-55-RIVER to schedule an in-depth consultation absolutely free. All appointments can be done remotely by FaceTime, Skype, or phone.
Call, click, or chat on StGeorgeMattress.com, your first stop to a great night's sleep. Hi, this is Justin from the Mattress Store. Call, click, or chat at StGeorgeMattress.com. Get pre-approved for no-interest financing, or take our sleep survey and save even more on your next mattress purchase. Find our four Southern Utah locations on StGeorgeMattress.com, your first stop to a great night's sleep. Nobody beats a mattress store. Nobody.
Southern Utah's premier eye care center, the Zion Eye Institute, understands your vision is precious, and they're dedicated to helping you achieve and keep your best vision possible. At the Zion Eye Institute, their highly trained team of doctors and staff are excited to help you see the world in all its splendor. Zion Eye Institute has specialists to cover every area of eye care and eye surgery. They can provide you with all forms of vision correction surgery from multiple highly skilled and experienced fellowship-trained surgeons. Using advanced techniques individually or in combination with each other, Zion Eye Institute's expert surgeons will customize your treatment and provide the safest and best results for your vision correction. Built on the foundation of patient convenience and satisfaction, the Zion Eye Institute provides everything from routine childhood vision screenings to the most advanced diagnostic and surgical procedures for seniors. Schedule an appointment now at ZionEye.com. The Zion Eye Institute, the largest and most comprehensive eye care center in Southern Utah.
What you need right now is a nice little getaway, and we have just what the doctor ordered. Retreat to Mesquite for the Casablanca Resort's $99 room and golf package. Right now, you can get a one-night stay in a gorgeous, super relaxing room at the Casablanca Resort and 18 holes of golf at your choice of either the Palms or Casablanca Golf Club. The perfect getaway you need right now. Book your $99 room and golf package now at CasablancaResort.com or call 877-438-2929.
Now is the time to take care of your heating system during the New Year's Savings event with Air Care Professional. Whether you need a heating system tune-up or want to turn your garage, casita, or master bedroom into a comfortable hangout, Air Care Professionals can help you with a ductless Mitsubishi electric heating and cooling system. And get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. This is the best deal of the year. With offers like these, beat the rush and call Air Care Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircarepros.com. Voted best of Southern Utah.
Hey, it's Casey at Garage Doors Only. Thank you for voting us the best garage door company in Southern Utah for the second year in a row. We appreciate your vote of confidence. At Garage Doors Only, we specialize in garage doors and make sure that your garage doors are in the best possible working order. We take the time to show you options and accessories. Let us help you select the perfect door for your style and budget. Call us at 435-868-1200 or come see us at our showroom at 689 North Bluff.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The very oppressed Aretha Franklin, living in poverty. Oh, that's right. She wasn't. That's right. Somehow she made it. Well, how did she make it? How did Ray Charles make it? How did Michael Jackson make it? How did Whitney Houston make it? Are they all the anomaly? How did any of these people succeed in America to succeed and get a platform for their voice and then to tell you how oppressed they were? You know, it's interesting. I was watching a show, and the show, the woman named herself after a woman in the 1800s who had been very successful in real estate at a time when it was difficult for women to own real estate. Okay. So ask yourself this. So why did she name her after that woman? Why did the woman become famous? Because she was able to do real estate. Was she so oppressed she couldn't do it? No. She became famous for it. So then where's the oppression? Oh, I see. You know what it is? Well, it was hard for her. It was hard for her to do it. White woman, right? It was hard for this white woman to do real estate in the 1800s. Somehow she pulled it off, so she must not have encountered too much, you know, too much against her because she was able to do it. It was just difficult. And how much of this is that? It's just hard, so I don't want to do it. So I'm just going to blame everybody because I can't. That's really, I think, a large part of what's behind this. It's excuse after excuse after excuse is what it is. And that's the tough part about what we're talking about right now. It's, yet last night you kind of got it crammed down your throat.
Yeah.
We're a racist nation. They had to have all black acts singing. And that would have never bothered me before. It wouldn't have bothered me because I just like talent. I just like songs. But now it's a political statement. It just drives me insane.
So another good example of that is the University of Washington.
Yes.
The University of Washington has now what's called the Center for Anti-Racism in Nursing.
I'm sorry, is there a problem with racism in nursing? Because this must be the antidote to that.
I see an awful lot of women of color working as nurses in hospitals.
I do too.
So... And the woman who started this Center for Anti-Racism in Nursing is a nurse practitioner.
Well, how did she make it if they're everybody's oppressed?
I don't know how any of them make it. How come they're not all white nurses?
Oh my gosh.
So they start they start this Center for Anti-Racism on a false premise. There is no racism preventing you from becoming a nurse.
You know
what?
You want to know why? Because we're living in the year 1850, 2021. We should just put a hyphen in the middle because that's what we keep getting told. Honestly, a center for anti-racism in nursing.
But what they're trying to...
Unbelievable.
What they're trying to correct... is that less black women complete nursing school after they go in.
Must be all the oppression.
Yeah.
Well, how'd they get in? You're not supposed to.
We
you're
let
not
them in because we like to watch them fail.
You're not supposed to be reminded of that, okay? It's just that they didn't complete it. So there's the racism. Oh, my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live.
Hi, Kate and Uncle Milty.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
I want to comment on what you did, Kate. I love the NFL, but it was so sickening yesterday watching those commercials telling me it's all my fault
because
I'm white.
Yep.
It was, I turned the commercials down and I didn't even watch. I will venture to say every player in yesterday's game was there because of their genetics, not because they overcame oppression by me as a white person. They're there because they had great genetics, in my opinion, from God or their parents.
Right. And they played the game well. And they got paid handsomely.
Because, So I just thank you for saying it. And it just ruined the Super Bowl for me that I kept getting told it's all my fault.
Yep.
I shouldn't even be alive.
Yeah, you horrible person, you.
You know, not one mention of what a great country we are and why we should be grateful to be living here and having a Super Bowl. But so thank you for saying it. And you guys are great. So thank you.
Really appreciate that. And not one word. I wonder if we added up all the salaries of all the people that were there crying how woke we need to be for our racism. I'm sorry. Those salaries probably would have outnumbered many, many, many middle class put together in America, white middle class. It's kind of amazing how this story just keeps getting told. We literally do live in 1850/2021. That's what they want us to believe. At what point, how many generations have to go, have to follow before we stop blaming, right? Before the blame game ends. I don't know.
So 20? I have a curiosity. There's a pledge to get into the University of Washington School of Nursing. There's a pledge that's being considered.
Oh, no.
And,
what is it?
You know, I mean, I'm not going to read a bunch of it, but basically, my question is, after reading this pledge, do only white people sign the pledge?
I don't know.
Because why would a black person sign the pledge? Isn't that their goal to begin with?
You know what?
None of it makes sense.
It's become the biggest excuse in America. That's what it's become. If you need an excuse, here's one, and it's all ready and packaged for you.
Yeah, and visible.
Yep, and you can just claim this. If you can't be as successful as you covet to be, as you want to be, then you can just blame everybody that didn't allow you to do it. I just think it's amazing. Go back in history. Look at the story of Aunt Jemima. Back in the early 1900s, first black woman millionaire.
Yeah.
How did that happen if everyone is so oppressed? How did it happen? This story makes no sense right now.
And they can't claim they didn't know she was black. Her picture was on the...
on the syrup. I mean, come on. But there's oppression, see? And then what do? They seek to take her picture off.
Yeah.
Instead of giving her the highlight that she deserved at the time.
Because it's racist to leave her picture on there.
Yeah, for beating that narrative and saying, look at me. There's so many stories like that in America. There's just so many of them. And if you go back, United States should be celebrated for being the country that freed many slaves, the Irish slaves, all of them. The term lynching came from what they were doing to Irish slaves they wanted to copy here in America. That people don't even know that. Your kids were never taught that. Can't we look at history in full context and view?
You know, when they were taking the picture of Aunt Jemima off, the way they talked, you would think that Aunt Jemima was a picture of a black woman scouring down before an overseer with a whip in his hand.
Yes.
No, it was a smiling black woman.
Proud
of what she was doing.
I know, but you'd never know that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. It's been a very stressful week for a bunch of us.
Yes.
Imagine Lou Dobbs being kicked off the air for talking about election fraud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And here Time Magazine came out and basically said, in all their own wording, that yes, we stole this election. Yes, we did it. And Trump was right, except that we did it as a gift. And you want this. You wanted us to steal it, basically, was the timepiece. Amazing.
Yeah, and Time Magazine's not good enough to be toilet paper.
You're exactly right, sir. And I realize your frustration. I have the same frustration.
I have a suggestion for you.
Okay.
For a guest, and by the way, your guest last hour was excellent.
Thank you, Dr.
But a good guest for us and for the country would be John B. Wells.
Oh, I've had him on before. I can have him on again, sure.
Yes, and I think it'd be a good beginning for Strategy for America, as it is getting ridiculous.
Yes, it is. I agree, sir. Thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate your call.
Well, and thank you and Uncle Milty and all the other good folks that are behind your microphones.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks. Means a lot to us. Thank you, sir. Yes, John B. Wells. I should have him back on. John's a friend, and he's an amazing guy.
Yeah. Caravan to Midnight.
Yes, I've had him on several times, actually. He's really sweet. I've been on his show several times, too. I agree with that, and it's hard to get all of this crammed down your throat, but the reason they have to cram it down your throat, see, is they know that you don't believe it.
Right.
They know you don't believe it about the election, you know. That's why they have to tell you every 5 seconds it wasn't stolen, and you're not going to talk about the fact that it is. If this was honest, they would never have to keep throwing that at you in all these articles and take people off the air. They wouldn't have to do that. They're afraid. It does show their weakness, their desperation, actually. It really does. The fact that a nursing school has to have a new center for anti-racism speaks desperation to me.
Yeah.
They are so eager for us to believe this narrative, and they know that most of the country is not buying it. There's no evidence. There's no evidence of it. Look at all the middle class black folks. We have 13%. Do you know we've always had about 13% since the beginning of the 1800s? It's been about 13% black in this country. And how many people have taken the initiative to get ahead? Doesn't even matter the color.
No. Yep. You know, the other thing is I don't know why people don't realize this. Even though the black race is the highest percentage living in poverty in the United States, mm-hmm. it's still only 1 in 5.
Right.
So, you know, 1 in 4 out of 5 are doing fine.
Exactly. So why aren't they speaking up more? Why are they letting this narrative happen this way? Why are they letting people speak a narrative that they know isn't true because they're getting into their nice SUV with their nice home? They've had all these opportunities. We have a black college. We have all these opportunities. Why aren't they speaking up is what I want to know. Because you're not going to hear very many speak up. Now, I did play a tape from PragerU where he did stand up. Mr. Middle Class Black America stood up and said, "This is ridiculous, and this is a story you should not believe." But we need more of that. We really do.
Way more.
In America, because I can't even tell you, last night was just, it was dumb. The whole thing was dumb. And it was dumb to watch, and I kind of sifted in and out. I just had it on in the background. It wasn't interesting. I'm sure half of America fell asleep watching it. It just was dumb.
I didn't watch 10 seconds of it.
Nope. They tried to cram down all the woke commercials. Commercials used to be edgy, funny, smart. They used to show off their best. They competed for the edgy, funny, smart. And this time it was just pathetic to watch because they tried to cram down so many political issues in there that I just thought, why? It was hard. It was hard. I think a lot of people after those first couple of breaks started just tuning it out because they don't want to hear it. And the majority of the country, what are we going to do? How are we going to deal with this? Because they have the microphone. Well, it's their microphone. We don't have to listen.
Yep.
Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Would you like to work for one of the fastest growing companies in Southern Utah? Balance of Nature employs more than 200 local individuals and plans to double that number over the next 6 months. We have always been a locally owned and operated company, and we never want to leave this area of Southern Utah. By supplying our whole food products directly to individuals, online or over the phone, Balance of Nature has served over 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature helps real people be a part of something that's making a difference. be a part of Balance of Nature.
The culture here is so amazing. Everyone is so happy and helpful.
I enjoy my job at Balance of Nature because I'm able to help people improve their lives.
I have only been here for 6 months, and I can see a path for me to move up in the company.
For more information or to apply, please visit our website at balanceofnature.com.
We needed help. Our parents wanted to move to an assisted living center, but they only wanted a locally owned facility where the decisions about the facility were handled locally. Thank goodness we heard about the Haven at Sky Mountain. We talked with the local owner, and he reassured us that they would be making all the decisions, not a huge corporation. The Haven at Sky Mountain, locally owned and operated right here in St. George. Call 435-674-7880. Or havenassistedliving.com. Voted best of Southern Utah.
If you have digestive problems like acid reflux, it can be embarrassing, painful, and even in some cases, life-threatening. That's why it's always best to seek help from the experienced people at Utah Gastroenterology. You'll be seen by a board-certified gastroenterologist. The doctors have the knowledge and skill set to take away the symptoms of acid reflux and other digestive problems. Utah Gastroenterology has a compassionate staff. Their team has helped numerous people with personalized solutions for their digestive problems. And they can help you too. When you need complete help with your GI problems, make sure you make an appointment with Utah Gastroenterology. They'll help you safeguard your most priceless possession, your health. Call Utah Gastroenterology for an appointment at 435-673-1149. They're located on Riverside Drive in St. George, or visit them on the web, utahgastro.com.
If you're looking to replace missing teeth or get rid of problematic dentures, Nuvia Dental Implant Center provides the safest, most effective procedure available today. While other providers use man-made materials to help the healing process, Nuvia has a rapid site recovery method which uses your own body's cells, allowing you to heal much quicker and more naturally. Visit NuviaSmiles.com to learn more or to schedule your free consultation. Nuvia, the safer way to a new smile.
Can you imagine not being stressed going to the dentist? So often, going to the dentist includes feeling pressured. Well, you don't have to imagine anymore. At Imagine Family Dentistry, they believe in no pressure. They'll tell you what you need, and you tell them what you want. And if you don't have insurance, it's okay. Imagine Family Dentistry has a value savings plan. You can save hundreds of dollars utilizing it. And with their new patient exam, they just make it so easy. At Imagine Family Dentistry, new patients receive an exam, a cleaning, x-rays, and a hygiene kit, all for only $75. At that price, you can afford to get the whole family in. Just imagine a dentist that doesn't pressure you. They simply take care of you and your family. Visit Imagine Family Dentistry today, located off Bluff Street between Kmart and Smith's. Or to make an appointment, call 435-656-1111. That's 435-656-1111.
Is your water heater leaking? Has your water softener stopped working? Are you calling every plumber in town and you can't get a call back? Well, at St. George Water Heaters, they'll resolve your water heater or softener problem either same day or within 24 hours. Guaranteed. Protect your investment with a courteous, trustworthy water heater man from St. George Water Heaters. No job is too big or too small, and they will even show up late at the same great rate. Visit stgeorgewaterheaters.com, voted number one best of Southern Utah, Angie's List, and Home Advisor.
Point of Focus from Southwest Vision. Here's Dr. Paul Gooch.
Often called the sneak thief of sight, glaucoma usually shows no symptoms until it is too late. While it occurs more frequently with age, glaucoma can strike during any stage of life. It is simple to treat, and we have sophisticated technologies that make early detection easier than ever before. Call us today for a comprehensive eye exam that goes beyond 20/20 vision.
Dr. Gooch and Southwest Vision. Service that goes beyond the expected. 673-5577 or southwestvision.org.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, welcome back. The very oppressed woman and black woman, Etta James. My gosh, how did we ever do it if nobody could ever do it? because they did it. That's what's so frustrating about looking back, is that I can name so many people that did it. If depression was so thick, how could they have ever succeeded? All along the way. All along the way. Welcome back to the show. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. I've got Uncle Milty with me, the awesome Uncle Milty. And I get a lot of compliments about you.
Do you?
Yeah, all the time. We love Uncle Milty. He just says it. We love that. I love it. I love it. I think it's great. And by the way, Balance of Nature, make sure and go get it. You know, I talk about it a lot because I love this. And whenever you hear about something great, you always want to tell people about it. And that's how I feel about Balance of Nature. It can solve a lot of issues, blood sugar issues, cravings, all the kinds of things.
You know, and I'm going to say this because I know a lot of people think, well, they're a sponsor. Maybe I'm getting it for free. That's why I say I love it. Mm-hmm. I buy mine every month.
Yeah.
So it's not given to me.
Yeah. He took it because he wanted
it. I love it.
I know. I'm glad you said that. I'll tell you something. I would never talk about something on my show that I didn't love. And I just want you to know this is a fantastic product and you should be taking a food supplement. Our food nutrition is not there anymore like it used to be. A potato in 1905 is much different than a potato today. So please get Balance of Nature. Make sure that your body has all of that it needs, right? To do the things you want it to do. And you can go get it at balanceofnature.com. Put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. It's a fantastic deal.
At least until we have a time machine that can go back and bring us fruits and vegetables from 1905.
Well, it's just so funny now. It's so different.
It is different. I mean,
we really need to do some shows about
even the taste is
food.
Different yes. today than
grapes.
It was.
Grapes taste totally different today. Do they not? It's almost like a hollowness
does.
Of taste. It's bizarre what's been going on with fruit and how gigantic the fruit is. And if you go to organics, they're a lot smaller. The strawberries are smaller. Everything is smaller.
Well, if you grow some of your own stuff in the backyard garden, you can see the difference.
Yes, you can.
You know, carrots look terrible when you grow them in your backyard.
So true.
They taste good.
Right, right.
They've got a lot of nutrition.
That is so true.
But they don't look as pretty as the ones in the store.
Right. And we're proud to say Balance of Nature's vegetables are very not pretty because of the fact that they don't have the chemicals. So the stuff that they're dehydrating down doesn't have the chemicals, doesn't
that's
have
right.
all that stuff. And so that's why, I mean, it's amazing. You're just going to get the nutrients. You know, in talking about this, I hope that you don't walk away just thinking it's over. It's not. There's a lot of good things happening too. And sometimes it's tough because we get kind of stuck on the crap that we have to deal with every day. But you know what? There's a lot of states right now that are getting out from under their governors and trying to say, no, you cannot just have a forever emergency and do whatever the hell you want. So there are good things happening. There is good news. I mean, it's small, but it's good. And so we always have to give that credit. I feel like I don't ever want to be a show where you just feel like, oh, my gosh, you know. Anyway, let's take a call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
There are two kinds of people in the world.
Okay.
There are good people and there are bad people. They come in all different shapes, colors, and sizes.
Right. All right. Well, I agree.
I agree,
you.
Too.
Thank you. Well, yes, of
well,
course.
It's true.
It's true. Yep, it's true.
There are good color, and bad everywhere.
Your color says nothing about your intention, your heart, you know, what you want out of life and how you treat people and everything else has nothing to do with color. And so when you talk to the average white person, whatever's considered white anymore, we're all such a melting pot, but white. Like I said before, the genetic tests that you take, they do not say whiteness. Last time I checked, it said you might have come from all these different countries, but I don't think it ever just said white, right? I don't know what we classify that anymore, but anyway. So if you're paler skin than everyone else, you're made to feel guilty and ashamed, I guess, for having that skin. It's just racism in reverse, really. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why on the show, I've done many, many shows about what actually happened in America's history that is so different and telling about what the narrative is today. Because like you said, when we've started out, are you going to blame then not having the riches of America because seven generations ago?
Yeah.
Your family was poor? I mean, this is just, that's how nonsensical this is. Doesn't make any sense at all. But here we are. We have to sift through this daily. I don't know. I'm just, it's just getting old, isn't it? It's getting to the point where you just, anyway, they're calling Joe Biden the new Brezhnev. I thought that was funny.
It actually kind of makes sense.
It does,
if you,
yes.
If you think about it, because Brezhnev actually was in charge of the demise of the Soviet Union. And Biden apparently is going to be in charge of the demise of the United States.
Yes, exactly. He's everything that he said Trump was, right?
Yep.
That Trump wasn't. He's everything. Biden is everything that he accused Trump of. He's done. That Trump didn't do. It is, I know, we're living in a weird time.
Yep.
The buses, they changed their color from red to black in London to give the narrative of COVID-19 more scare after a year.
Yeah, the black buses look more like hearses.
Walking around, no, riding around, I should say, in a hearse. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. A great thought. The ABC put out a story that said majority of Americans say Trump should be convicted. Do you believe that?
Not for a second.
Not for a hot second.
When, but they say it.
I know, because in 2012, they re-upped the Smith-Mundt Act, and the Smith-Mundt Act enabled them to serve up propaganda legally in America to us.
That needs to be reversed.
Yeah, it needs to be reversed. But you won't see anybody doing that. That's the sad part. There's just so much going on like this. But that Time magazine piece, can I just tell you, it was called The Secret Bipartisan Campaign That Changed the that Saved the 2020 Election. And by saved, they mean stole.
Yeah.
But they did it in your behalf. So you should be happy that they stole it for you. And it was done by a shadow government. They actually admit it. And they went around and they changed how they did voting illegally. But they did it for you, America, to save you from yourselves. I don't know how much more blatant they could be in shoving this in our face and trying to get away with it. So how are we going to deal with it? I don't know. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate. I was just calling to see if you and Milt had started your list of movie actors not to watch their movies anymore.
Ooh.
And singers not to buy their music anymore.
I don't know. I don't know what that we'd be left with much. the list would be long.
Go ahead.
No, the list would be long.
My,
go ahead.
My list is real short.
What is it?
Hollywood.
Okay. I'm up to about 60 on the actors and journalists and around 30 on the music. But yeah. I kind of was noticing on Netflix that if you go on there and you go actually look and see what the cast is, there's no Americans on there. They're all Australians, New Zealand, or Canadians.
Mm.
And all these Netflix, that's where they're filmed, is New Zealand and Canada.
Very interesting. Yeah, thank you for that. Appreciate that. We'll work on our list. it's going to be long. I don't know what else to say.
That's why they call it globalism.
That's so true. You know, it's so fascinating, all the shows that are trying to change history for the new feminist, the feminist line of load of crap is what I call it, because I can't stand feminism. It has destroyed our country and families, and what it's offered is hollow. There's nothing there. No, the whole nation did not just get mad. The whole nation of women just did not get mad in the 1960s altogether. There was a very, very coerced, you know, narrative there that made us feel that way, courtesy of Hollywood. They just kept telling us over and over again that we were supposed to be mad and angry. Same thing with racism going on right now. They want us to be a racist country. They want us to be. We haven't been. But they want us to be. So they're just going to keep telling us that we are over and over again. You know, do you think there'll come a point when people finally turn it off, the majority of Americans?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't throw away all those CDs and videos and stuff, you guys. I tell people that all the time. Don't throw those away. You keep those, because network TV is going to be just serving of crap after serving of crap. And I'm going to tell you, we might be wanting those videos and DVDs someday. Don't throw them away.
Yeah.
Yep. Seriously.
And keep
you have to
your
have a library.
Books, too.
Yeah, your books. Don't just keep giving them to the, you know, to the nearest whatever place. Keep them. keep them. You're going to want to keep them.
You know, and when I was young, I remember going to a lot of homes, friends of my family and stuff. Every home had a little library.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't hardly see that anymore.
No, everybody relies on their stuff. I can't, you know, I always remember the show Revolution from a decade ago. They had a show where there was an EMP and the people were going and they're finding cell phones and they were trying to turn them on in desperation. And they realized that all their pictures and all their information and all their books were on their phones.
Gone.
Right. And so they realized they didn't have any of that anymore. And how our nation suffered. And it was a great kind of visual representation of what happens when you rid yourself of everything and are dependent. Why is Kindle called Kindle? Because Jeff Bezos said it was basically to revolutionize the book industry so that we wouldn't have printed books anymore. Kind of like Kindle for a fire.
Kindle.
Kindling.
Yep.
That's why it was called Kindle. Google. Why is it called Google? It comes from a word that represents the collection of information, one followed by an infinite number of zeros, meaning an infinite number of storing of information.
Yeah, a Google number.
Yeah. It's called, it was goggle, the word. But anyway.
Actually, a trillion used to be part of that.
Mm.
But now a trillion is pretty common.
Yeah, in spending.
In our budget.
Gosh. I don't think they could rape us of more money if they even, I mean, they're just so transparent about it. Really, we're just going to keep taking money. We're going to keep printing it. It's going to have no backing. We're going to keep trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars.
All the dollars are going to be eventually is an accounting system that really doesn't have a value.
No, it's
that's
just
consistent.
It's just going to be online.
One day it'll a dollar buys this, the next day it buys that, and it can vary all the time. And the actual money itself is just accounting.
Yep, you're right. And those numbers could be messed with too.
Yep.
And hacked. That's what's depressing. But you know what, though? You know what I think will happen? I think we'll have groups of Americans that learn how to barter and learn how to develop their own line of currency in real product or real, you know.
Well, if agreement. That kind of collapse comes, that's what it's going to have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to learn how to make shoes.
Are you becoming a cobbler?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. I appreciate that. Yeah. That's neat.
They're not going to be great shoes, but they'll
they
be better
be
than
attractive.
Nothing.
They will not be pretty. Yes. And yes, we have to laugh about it. You know, I get emails that say how you can't laugh about all this. It's too bad.
Yeah.
And then I have emails that say, I wish you guys would laugh more because we need to laugh. Right. Because because this is all so much. So I'm not quite sure who to please out there. But if I don't laugh through this and I don't find the comedy in this, I would cry all the time. And I don't want to be that person. Why would I want to do that? So I have to be able to look at this in some lighthearted way once in a while. I just can't be the doom and gloomer.
See, I believe that I please everyone all the time. So I don't worry about that.
Not narcissistic at all. Thank you. Thanks for that approach. That's really helping. We try to do what we can here to talk about some of the things that you wish people would say on the radio, right? Point out, say, we'd like to go back into history. We'd like to point the truth out. And, that's what we need to do more of. So we need more of this and share the podcast.
You know, last week we did that, Holodomor.
Yeah.
And I was doing some research, and China had the same thing when Mao took over during the Cultural Revolution.
Did. Yeah, I've read up on that. They absolutely did. It was huge. A lot of people were killed.
More than a lot of more.
Yes, that would not go along with the picture.
Yep.
You know, we have to learn from that history. It makes me sick. You know, do you know how many grown adults looked at the post I made on Facebook and said that they had never heard of a Holodomor? That is interesting, isn't it?
Yep.
We do not know our own history. We don't know the history of Russia. We don't know the history of all these different things that have happened in our past as a world.
If we really knew our history, we wouldn't repeat it so much.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And then there's the reinventing of history through systematic racism, I guess, we're all supposed to be guilty of. Barf. Give me a break. Anyway, Thanks, you guys. Thanks, Uncle Milty. See you back here tomorrow. We have Rasheem joining us tomorrow. He was the former editor of Breitbart in the UK and helps out anyway, he's got a long career list, but he's going to be joining us tomorrow to talk about the timepiece that they did. And, of course, a great guest this week. Everybody be faithful, be fearless. See you next week. Or see you tomorrow. See, it's a Monday. What can I say? See you tomorrow.
Ladies, thank goodness times have changed, because now it's okay to talk about your husband's ED and how it impacts your relationship. Hi, I'm Lisa from Vitality Health for You, your local St. George GainsWave provider, and I want you to know I am here to help. GainsWave is a non-invasive, drug-free treatment for ED. Take the first step to bring the vitality back into your relationship. Schedule a free consultation with me at vitalityhealthforyou.com.
Hi, this is Dr. William Plum from Plum Dental. I want to take this moment to thank you for voting Plum Dental the best in Southern Utah for the second year in a row. At Plum Dental, we want you to be healthy. We want you to feel and look your best. We use the best materials and the latest technologies to safely and comfortably help you get there. If you're new in the area or are looking for a new dental home for your family, come check us out at plumdental.com and schedule your appointment today.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.